does it mean? You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Carla Fisher, and this is episode number 1413.
This podcast is sponsored by... We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it. Surprisingly, this word seems rather recent anyway, which means that his oldest accounts of this meaning are mostly found in classical texts but never in archaic ones, and the fact that it no longer precedes these words is also part of its meaning. For is also an English preposition that can mean for everyone, everyone, through, or like from. We can roughly say that the word the refers to a specific individual object, very different from the strictly defined words such as octahedron, but not much different from the words other, see, now, or any of the everyday words used all the time. We like to think of words as small containers of meaning that we pack and unpack when we communicate, but they are not so much containers as directions. These uses are interconnected in a complex and loose way, but it is impossible to identify one final meaning underlying them all. It can be used as a shorter substitute for any place where you might use something, or it can take its full meaning. It first appeared on early chat sites and internet forums and was later used in the SMS era. We will explain this acronym to you on the internet and show how to use it. The abbreviation OP is popular on the internet, but its meaning varies depending on context. Someone on Reddit can use OP in one sentence and someone on Twitch can do the same, but the meaning will be completely different. Here is what OP stands for in both contexts and how to successfully integrate it into your internet dictionary. The use of the words now or as soon as possible in communication to complete a project is incomprehensible to the person you want to complete. One of the most important aspects of support is deciding what that means to you. Advice is really important, but it doesn't define what the word support really means. Learning to accept the support of professionals was also not easy. I pretended there were many deep unknowns and went in the direction of confusion so that no one could say, hey, your philosopher says this is nonsense. Jahi was admitted to St. Peter's University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey, administered by the Roman Catholic Diocese of New Brunswick. A doctor in a children's hospital connected her to the ventilator and two nurses hooked her to a portable one and placed her on a stretcher. Cardiorespiratory failure was the only way to die until the 1960s and has become a common method of saving the few seconds it takes to write an entire word. These sample sentences are automatically selected from various news sources on the internet to reflect the current use of the word means on TikTok, when talking about old songs, pop culture or video games, and today use the term in social media when discussing pop culture, especially TV and film reboots. In mainstream culture, calling someone or someone og dates back to the early 1990s. These are words describing an initial since 2003, when it first appeared on the Urban Dictionary website, the birthplace of online slang. Pre-Socratic usages such as Heraclitus, known only from short passages of text, and the actual meaning of phusis are still unclear, especially because it looks like a broad encompassing concept associated with religion and metaphysical slang, hence a popular way to indicate that a value is greater than another is used by mathematicians and confuses students around the world. More causally, greater than alludes to more than, to indicate that something is better than its comparison, and often includes something a fantastic as a whole for tone and emphasis. In this sentence, SMTH is used in conjunction with maybe to indicate that you are only guessing the distance. This is similar to other abbreviations such as SRSLY and NVM, which means serious and don't care, respectively. Thus the idea remains unchanged between Rome and Greece, but the word changes and continues to this day.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.